That's on ordinary car, just an ordinary river or common pond or lake boat, still water boat. And there's front rake and the back rake.
Mm-hmm.
And you brace this up and get this stuff all square after you got your side shaped out, you see. Then floor it on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
With flooring, just like the floor of this house here.
I see.
And then you put a head block in the front end.
Yeah.
And a block in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Put a seat on the back, about two in the middle. And if you, the people in this boat, if they're just sitting on the two seats here,
mm-hmm.
this boat sit up. Both ends are drip off the water. Be the back and the front.
Yeah.
But when the back, the rear passenger, went on them sit down, then that end went into the water, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the front end rode out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
But if another passenger got in there, then that pulled her back down on level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call then she is drawing water. She'd be underwater down there probably in the deepest part, maybe that far.
About
3 to 4 or 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Made it hard to paddle.
Yeah.
Hard to handle with an ordinary paddle.
Yeah.
I never had no experience with the oars. You know, they have an oar that works in a lock on the side of these boats, on these lake boats.
Yeah.
But I always used just an individual paddle. And I could put one most anywhere I wanted up and down the river.
Yeah. Okay, say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here, your clothes, here.
Here. Here, clean clothes. Okay. Get in there and take a bath. And of course, our bath those days was in the washing tub. In my early days, there was a cedar, made out of cedar wood, with brass hooks around.
Yeah.
I don't guess I ever seen a galvanized wash tub, metal tub, till I was, well, I guess I was 12, 15 years old. Everything was wood tubs, made out of wood.
Yeah. Okay, if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
Okay.
She said, I'll take this little piece, you know, with her and tell this salesman or saleslady which it might be. I'd like to have something in this type. See, she's got a big enough scrap here to give you the fair showing of what the goods looks like all over. And then they find something to compare, see, with that. Take a little scrap, always take a little scrap with it to work out what's...